100.1 The X, it's 4:30, time for the local lowdown, and joining us on the phone once again is Sophie from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. Hello there.
Hello there.
So last Friday, you were schooling us on hashtag plastic free July. What tips do you have for us this week?
What I have for you this week isn't a tip per se, but what I want to encourage all of your listeners to do is to go to plasticfreejuly.org and take their plastic-free pledge on their website, and then they're going to start sending you challenges and tips that you can keep up in July and beyond.
Some accountability, because, yeah, once July is over, it's not like you're supposed to go back to consuming all the plastic. This is meant to stick, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're really looking for some helpful starting points to be able to make these lasting changes, Blackrock Refill is actually having a sale right now for plastic-free July. So you can go on there and start getting some of your alternatives to plastic that you can incorporate into your household. So they have makeup that's coming in plastic-free containers, utensils, they have bags, so many different options at blackrockrefill.com.
Blackrockrefill.com. It's crazy when you start to really look into this and realize plastic is in everything. It's kind of like sugar when you're trying to eat healthy. You're like, it's even in the healthy things. Plastic is in things we consume, things we put on our body. Mm-hmm. So this is very enlightening.
Yeah, and there are so many things that we don't normally think of as having an alternative to plastic packaging. Shampoos and conditioners, for example. Mm-hmm. I actually use a bar shampoo, so no plastic packaging or anything, and I love it.
Ooh, okay. I need to talk to you a little bit more about that. We'll do that later. Tell the people one more time, where do they go to make the pledge?
So you can take the pledge at plasticfreejuly.com.
Awesome. Okay. And then what's going on at Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful? We've got some community cleanups happening for the rest of July, what's left of it, and into August, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. We have the first of our summer cleanups tomorrow in Sparks. We have 3 cleanups tomorrow in Sparks. There's still some space, so if you're really desperate to go do something this weekend, you can sign up at kpmb.org/volunteer. If this weekend doesn't work for you, we have 2 more weekends following. Next weekend, July 25th, and then the following weekend, we have cleanups on the 31st of July and also on August 2nd. KTNB.org/volunteer is exactly where you want to be for all of this information.
And now's a really good time to be volunteering. I mean, with everything that's going on with COVID and all of our social outlets being kind of shut down, everybody is reflecting and trying to find other things to do with their time. And it's a perfect opportunity to get involved and maybe do the thing you've been saying. You know, one of these days, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to volunteer. Now is a great time to do that.
Now's the time, and you can make a real impact by volunteering. You can really help clean up our park, stop the spread of invasive and noxious weeds. There's a lot we can get done in just a few hours at these cleanups.
Thank you for keeping us updated and informed. Anything else you want to remind us of?
That's all I've got for you this week.
I think that's some pretty good homework assignments for our listeners. Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful is at ktmb.org. I'm going to hang up with Sophie and get on there and go take my plastic-free July pledge. I encourage Xville to do the same. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Have a fabulous plastic-free weekend.
You too.